This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 13th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins rails against California. Drought-free is not water-rich, and Trump threatens tariffs for Iranian trading partners. Rollins blasts Potter Valley Dam removal. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins used remarks at the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Anaheim yesterday to sharply criticize California's Potter Valley Dam removal project, calling it a reckless plan that prioritizes fish over people and threatens food security. It should make any average reasonable American's head explode that this is happening in our country, Rollins told reporters after her speech. Local rancher Keely Covello, along with GOP Representative Doug LaMalfa, had brought the issue to Rollins' attention. Standing alongside the secretary, Covello warned the project would trigger an existential crisis for the community, drying up wells, collapsing property values, and jeopardizing farms and tribes that rely on the system. Her father, Rich Brazil, a large animal veterinarian, added that there'll be no water, there'll be no irrigation in Potter Valley. He blamed Representative Jared Huffman of San Rafael and Governor Gavin Newsom for the removal through PG&E owns the dams. Keep in mind, while the project has grown into a political football, farmers and ranchers stand on both sides of the complex issue. Some reason the removals are inevitable since no utility or agency is willing to buy the aging and costly dams from PG&E. Remaining at the negotiating table could deliver long-term benefits to agriculture. Bolstering that argument, experts say the Trump administration may have little influence over the fate of the dams. You can read more about California's going rogue at agripulse.com. Wetlands. Drought-free status masks water risks. Westland Water District welcomed news that California has been declared drought-free, but cautioned that the milestone highlights how unpredictable the state's weather has become and underscores the need for durable water supply solutions. The district said in a statement that while drought-free conditions provide welcome relief, managing, capturing, and storing water remains, quote, mission critical, regardless of wet or dry years. Westlands noted that even in wet years, family farmers have often seen low initial water allocations, driving increased groundwater pumping while large volumes of surface water flow out of the ocean. The statement argued that the true drought resilience requires early, strong, and reliable allocations paired with the flexibility to move and store water when conditions allow. Cautiously optimistic about current conditions, Westlands pointed to recent regulatory updates, including Action 5, that it says provide new flexibility to capture and store water. The district stressed that continued investment in infrastructure, storage, and operational flexibility is essential to make water available when the next dry period inevitably comes. House passes measure to revive African trade program. The House of Representatives yesterday voted to revive the African Growth Opportunity Act, which provides duty-free market access for qualifying imports from African nations. It had been expired since September. Lawmakers from both parties supported a three-year reauthorization, which passed 350-54. Trump says he'll tariff Iranian trading partners. President Donald Trump says that any country, quote, doing business with Iran will face 25% tariffs on their exports to the U.S. The announcement comes after a threat of U.S. military action as Iran brutally cracks down on protesters. The president provided no further details on what business dealings or on what scale will trigger new tariffs. China, Turkey, India, and the United Arab Emirates have been among the country's top trading partners in recent years. But Iran does some form of trade with most countries, and that does include the U.S. New tools to protect endangered species from pesticides. EPA is updating tools to protect endangered species from pesticides, including BLT, or Bulletins Live, too. It's not a sandwich, joked Kyle Kunkler, EPA's Deputy Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention during the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention. This is going to be really critical and central to what implementing ESA on the farm looks like. The BLT enables growers to zoom into a field level map and see if they are in a pesticide use limitation area because of a listed species. Conkler said there are two major buckets of potential risk the agency is looking to mitigate relative to endangered species, including runoff and erosion risk to spray drift. He encouraged growers to look at the EPA website and, quote, try to better understand how would this work on my farm. If growers can't figure out a way to make this ESA process work, Conkler said he's concerned they will not only continue to have access to crop protection tools in the future. Rollins to launch a rural revival tour Thursday. Speaking at the Farm Bureau convention, Rollins said she will be in Pennsylvania Thursday on the first stop of a rural revival tour featuring numerous cabinet secretaries. We will be moving out across the country, really focusing on rural America and, again, bringing prosperity back, Rollins said, adding that she will be in Ohio for another event in 2 weeks. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin, Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Housing Secretary Scott Turner, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Mehmet Oz, among others, will attend the events on the cross-country tour. Also note, the announcement comes as USDA's rural development is still operating without its leader, Undersecretary for Rural Development nominee Glenn Smith. When asked if there was a hold on Smith's nomination, Rollins told reporters, "We fully expect Glenn to move into this next batch of political nominees through the Senate." Rollins said 97% of USDA nominees, potentially all with the exception of Smith, are confirmed less than 1 year since President Trump took office. You can read more on Rollins' AFBF speech highlighting USDA efforts and calling out California for Proposition 12 and other issues at AgriPulse.com. Grants to pediatric group can't be terminated, judge rules. A federal judge has found that the Department of Health and Human Services retaliated illegally against the American Academy of Pediatrics by canceling grant awards. The Academy sued the administration over its changes to the childhood vaccination schedule. But by publicly disseminating information on childhood vaccinations, gender-affirming care, and legal advocacy, AAP has been targeted with public name-calling and other pejorative statements reflecting clear animus by current HHS leadership and officials, U.S. District Judge Burl Howell said in her opinion. The judge enjoined HHS from enforcing or otherwise giving effect to the terminations of the grant awards to AAP, which total about $12 million. One of the grants was to help doctors respond to the unique needs of autistic children and their families in rural areas, according to Howell's opinion. Here's today's final word. Our specialty crop growers are proud to put wholesome, nutritious food on American tables and provide better health for all of us. That Deanne Davis, Senior Vice President of Science at Western Growers, stating that the new dietary guidelines, quote, reaffirm our own motto that Western Grower members grow the best medicine in the world. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 13th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.